Wishing all our farmers a safe and successful planting season. I'm Danielle Aldrich, your ag lender at Beacon Credit Union, committed to growing with you every step of the way.
Well, a stalled frontal boundary is set to make things very interesting weather-wise across the state this weekend. Eric Pfeiffer shares more from our chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin, in this week's Indiana Planting Weather Forecast.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. Martin is watching this stalled frontal boundary near the Ohio River Valley and calls it a potential super highway for moisture to come up from the south and west. And he says it's very unsettled.
This is going to be something that I think is going to have to be watched through the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time period over Indiana. I think we can see probably two or three more rounds of moisture coming through. They may not be over the top in terms of large amounts of precipitation, but we're definitely not drying things down. I think combined over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we can see anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of additional moisture.
Martin says low pressure gets cut off from the jet stream to start next week, with the low sitting over eastern Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee, just throwing circulation around over the eastern corn belts and Great Lakes.
I think we see a lot of clouds off and on. Maybe we don't see a lot of additional moisture Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It all seems to get wrung out over the weekend, but we're definitely seeing the clouds, and I think it's going to keep temperatures down just a little bit. It'll slow our evaporation.
Come Thursday, Martin's forecast gets a little bit interesting again. He says there's not a lot of moisture moving across the corn belt in general. However, there's a very active pattern just to our south.
So I'm tentatively saying, yes, we should be able to string together 4 or 5 days of dry weather to finish the week, go through the weekend, and get into early next week. But I'm nervous about the moisture that's just to our south. I'm going to keep a keen eye on that, but also giving you a chance for some fairly decent evaporation here. I think we can get back to the fields later this upcoming week, and the next week looks rather wide open as well.
Martin has more forecast details available at HoosierAgToday.com, presented by Beacon Credit Union. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.